That's a very common item. Faisal Shahzad, the New York Times Square bomber, would be, had a pressure cooker, had his bomb in a pressure cooker. It's online. The formula to make a homemade, if you will, bomb talks about using a pressure cooker, talks about using ball bearings, nails, sort of anything readily available that would be shrapnel. So I suppose the good news and bad news, the good news is it gives them, can they start looking for manufacturer of pressure cookers where they were distributed? Yes. Those are very painstaking sort of long-term leads. But, sort of the bad news of all that is that it doesn't, based on that alone, you cannot narrow it down to domestic or international, because that formula is out there. It's on the Internet. One of the white supremacist websites, for example, in the U.S. has that formula on their website. So it's going to take a lot other pieces, perhaps surveillance cameras, maybe captured the bomber or somebody captured them on their cell phone, or they get lucky and someone gives them a tip through an informant, through a witness, through a relative. Because these cases are a combination of painstaking investigation and sometimes a little bit of luck.
What's interesting is that one picture that is circulating now that shows the bag that's believed to contain the bomb right there at the finish line, and then after the explosion, clearly it's not there anymore. How will that particular picture help police?
Well, it gives them a better idea, because I suspect they have better photos than they released, of what type of bag is it. It's like the pressure cooker. Can they figure out a particular manufacturer? Maybe one of the comments recently that it was a heavy bag, whatever that means, unusually heavy. Is it unique enough that they can narrow it down to it's not sold in that many places? That can be helpful. But as I mentioned earlier, Amanda, this all of that really becomes relevant if you've got Mr. X's name.